This is Todd Lights, public address announcer for your world champion, Los Angeles Dodgers. And you are listening to the Talk at the Urinal Podcast.
We are back. This is Talk at the Urinal. I'm Eric.
Paul.
We're basically a West Coast horse podcast, but we'll dabble in
a little bit of everything.
Soccer,
F1. LPGA was on the other night.
Yeah. A little live here and there, but we always lead with the main teams, like the Sparks now, and right? We'll leave with Sparks and the LAFC.
How did they not sell out the arena? Have you seen that interview with the coach?
I couldn't believe they didn't sell out the arena.
They didn't sell out the arena. 22,000 people did not come to see Britney.
Oh my gosh.
It's Britney, bitch.
What a shocking... So shocking. Okay,
before all right, that's too much WNBA talk.
Well, we touched on it. Hopefully most of you guys saw our little post instant reactions, but we'll touch on it again. A lot of stuff to talk about the Lakers. Obviously getting swept, that's brutal, but it could have been both ways that series, right? We lost some heartbreakers, but Denver was just we're outmatched, right?
You have to give the credit to Denver, right? Denver. Nobody thought they were going to continue shooting the way they shot in game one.
They kind of did. And Jokic, we could say he's the best player in the game right now.
I can say that. I think the league was very stupid not to give him the MVP a third time.
They made it a race thing, and the ESPN didn't want him to win three in a row. And Mark Jackson doesn't even throw him in the top five.
Mark Jackson.
Mama, there goes news from man.
Mark Jackson. Shut the fuck up, Mark Jackson, God.
And damn, man, damn.
All those NBA guys on ESPN, it's unwatchable. I was going to say that last time. Jalen Rose.
Unless there's a live game. Jalen Rose. Oh, man, don't get me started.
He was probably crying every time LeBron gets knocked out of the playoffs. You know that guy just like goes and sulks. You know he just sits on the couch and eats a whole entire tub. Shout out to him getting
flown out to France for a 20-second interview.
Oh, with the kid that's gonna go number one.
He's basically like, hear your thoughts. He's like, I'm happy. He's like, okay, I guess I'm going back to.
No wonder that fat fuck is so big. He's eating for two. He's eating for himself, and his head is so far up LeBron's ass, he's probably getting the leftovers from LeBron. That guy, I can't take him, but that's enough about him.
That's enough. Okay, where do you want to be? Because, okay, we already touched on we lost. It sucks. We got swept, but I don't think we didn't play bad. It's just them. We were outmatched.
Game one is what hurt.
Yeah. To come game back, because you felt like you had some momentum after coming down 20. Like, oh, shit, we found something, and then... Game two was even brutal because you have like a double digit lead most of the game, and then
up by 15.
Yeah. And then LeBron did some, we just got tired legs. I mean, LeBron's 38. I mean, I don't blame him that, but AD is just like, we need him to be number one guy, and he's just taking days off, right?
He takes games off. He takes plays off. And here's the thing. He showed up in game one. What do you have? 40. Yeah, 40. I think he had 20 rebounds or something, didn't he? He had 40 and 20.
Yeah, yeah.
He was close to 40 and 20, maybe 40 and 17 or something. But dude, that game one was a killer because they shot the lights out, and we didn't expect them to do that again. When AD shows up and you still lose, that tells you something how good the Denver Nuggets played.
We automatic win. We score 40. You're supposed to win the game like that, right?
I don't want to say the Lakers lost this. I think Denver straight up was the better team.
Yeah.
But what drives me crazy is all this post series shit with LeBron. And here's the conversation. Here's the conversation that I had with my coworker. I'm so sick and tired. And for people that are actually fans of LeBron, and I know we're Laker guys, but I'm not a LeBron guy. I can't stand LeBron. I can't help it. I'm a Laker guy.
I respect LeBron, but we're not LeBron guys. I mean,
everything is completely fake. I've said it before in this podcast. I will say it again. I will die on this mountain. Everything is 100% fake and scripted with him. He went into that press conference. He knew he was rehearsing that line the whole entire playoffs. For when it came to an end, he was rehearsing that line. I got a lot to think about. I don't know what I'm going to do. Dude, shut the fuck up.
Just to make the headlines that instead of them getting swept or talking about Jokic or anything, it's all about they spent like 20 minutes on Nuggets. Oh, good for them sweeping. They go straight to LeBron. That's all the offseason talk right now. LeBron, LeBron, LeBron.
Dude, I'm kind of pulling for the Nuggets at this point. As much as I love Jimmy Buckets, and I think Miami's going to get to it, I'm actually just pulling just for Jokic, just so he can honestly drop his fucking dick on the court and say, I am the best fucking player in this game. You all fucked up by not giving me the MVP. I took out the King. I took out AD and his Lakers.
I took out Durant and Booker.
Exactly. That's why I'm pulling for him right now. Here's the thing:
LeBron's not retired. We already know that. He's just doing that so we could talk about him. And headlines, what are we doing? He won. Everyone's talking about him. But the first thing, he's not retiring because he already said he wants to play with Bronny. So that's in 2 years from now, right? He wants a retirement tour. You know that for how much that guy wants attention.
Oh God, yes. I mean,
that's a given. And then, and there's too much money left on the table too. I think it was a little bit of this. He wants to be talked about, of course. And I think he wants to be like, he's shown a thing like, damn, I just dropped 40 and I need, like, basically he needs some help. Like, give me some more help, even though, you know what I mean?
Maybe what more help do you want? Dude, well, yeah, you got fucking AD.
True.
How much are we paying D'Lo?
AD doesn't show up, but like Reeves, like D'Lo, and what I talked about on the last, that trade ended up kind of shitty for us, right? I mean, Rui trade was good, but D'Lo, unplayable last series. Beasley,
I'm pretty sure he's the third highest payer in the player on the team, right?
What's up?
I'm pretty sure D'Lo's the third highest player. Player
that's
on the
unacceptable
team.
From him. I'm not putting the series on LeBron. Hell no. Or AD.
I'm not.
Yeah, it's just I don't know, man. But he's the one who also wanted Westbrook in the first place.
I'm gonna go back to it. I gotta jump back to this really quick because I said it numerous times. Maybe Westbrook wasn't the problem. We know Frank was the problem. Well, yes, because look at what we got in that trade deadline. We went on a run because of Vanderbilt, because of Ryu, because of all those guys that we were able to get at the trade
Vanderbilt
deadline.
Vanderbilt and D'Lo were playing well, but what playoff time they did not. I think it was. I'm glad we got Westbrook. I don't think we would have made because I think it was just toxic. Like no one liked him, and I don't think
I agree, but I still don't think he was the problem. Maybe yes, they didn't like him on the court. I don't think he was the problem. Yes, he was chucking up shots. I'm not trying to be a freaking Westbrook apologist here, but dude, I'm ready to part ways. And I think Gerald said it the best: you cannot hitch your wagon to that asshole. I'm ready to part ways with AD. Let him go take off days with another team. And now, dude, we're already talking Kyrie. No, I see this going a step backwards if we get Kyrie.
I fear that's just going to happen. I don't want Trey or Kyrie, but
I would take Trey over Kyrie.
Okay, I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But so say we go into next year, we somehow keep Reeves and Rui, and then have AD, LeBron, and Kyrie. Trey. You like that squad going?
I would take that. I would take that in a heartbeat, but apparently, okay, so is LeBron the Kyrie whisperer that everybody wants to say? He's the only person that can get his ass in line?
I don't know, but that was a long time ago he was a whisperer. When did they win that title?
I don't know, but LeBron doesn't want to do that at this point in his career. He wants to win now. He doesn't want to have to freaking coach up Kyrie again just to get him through one more ring?
Yeah, I don't know, man. So basically what we got out of it is like, yes, it sucks that we got swept. That's a horrible way to go out, but we played well, I thought. Just Denver, we were overmatched. And then, of course, LeBron does the retirement thing. He's not retiring. He wants the retirement tour. He's playing with Bronny in 2 years, right? So it's
What if Bronny doesn't come here? I've been thinking about that. What if Bronny doesn't come here?
Well, I think don't you think he'll play, sign in for 1 year with Lakers and then just go wherever Bronny gets drafted or?
But that's the stupid thing. That is why we're in the trouble we are now from a stupid deal like that. Why, if you're Pelinka, you're really going to just let LeBron dictate who you're drafting and you're going to waste a draft pick just to get Bronny here. And you don't even know if he's going to make it in the league.
Yeah. I just hope we don't get Draymond. I know Draymond and LeBron are all of a sudden boys. He's a free agent too. I don't want Draymond.
Think about how stupid of a business move that is. We're letting this one asshole completely dictate who we're going to draft just so he can play with his son for 1 year. And then what? We're stuck up a creek with God knows what.
So say if he does leave, what do you think that LeBron experiment, which I'm not going to just put it all on LeBron, the LeBron AD experiment went, how do you think it went? We won one ring. They call it the Mickey Mouse ring. Other than that,
I don't think it's gone good at all.
not that great, huh?
And that's the thing. I was talking to a coworker about this today. It's like, dude, look at our superstars. And like, she stopped me right in that sentence. Like, what are you talking about? We don't have superstars on this team. There is no superstar on this team. And I go to think about it. Okay, well, we're paying these fuckers like they're superstars. And you know what I think? And I'm going to leave it on this. I'm going to leave my Laker talk on this, is that I think as Laker fans, we were spoiled with Kobe. We were spoiled with Kobe. We did not know the good times until the good times are gone. Because you know what? Kobe didn't take days off. Kobe was the hardest working man in sports, probably. Maybe next to Tom Brady. The hardest working man. And now you got guys that take days off. They rest. They take plays off. They're on the ground all the time. They're soft. We were spoiled with Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. I agree with that.
AD, this is never going to be your town, LeBron. It's not. It's never going to be your city. AD, this has all the makings to be your team, AD. You could pick this team up and make it yours,
I'm not going to leave it all. Like, it's LeBron. I mean, the 38, you expect he is not playing, but he still had moments. AD, it's like, this is, hey, the keys are yours, bro. Fucking, I mean, yeah it's just.
It's frustrating. Reeves
was MVP. Like we said, Reeves was the MVP of the last
time. We did say that.
And we got to say that. Reeves is the MVP. We might lose him because some other team's going to offer him more than we do, especially if we keep LeBron and AD, right?
Well, we all wanted to make Palenka out to be God because he was Kobe's agent and because he just made some great trade deadlines. No,
but that trade ended up not being good. The only thing that we liked was Rui and then drafted in Reeves, right?
Maybe that – I've been saying it again. There's the problem. The problem is the front office with that piece of shit Palenka. I don't care what anybody says. I will go on record saying that he is the problem in the front office.
It's me, little Taylor Swift. I'm the problem.
He's the problem. He's the problem.
That's just. I mean, now we're just. We could go whatever. Yeah. At the end of the day, would we beat the Denver Nuggets? Then hopefully they just go on to win it, right? We say we lost to the best team. At least I'm pulling for the Nuggets. The Warriors are about the bar with us now. So, like, Lakers and Warriors in the same place, right?
Well, here's the thing. If it's Jimmy Buckets versus the Denver Nuggets, I think it's actually going to be a phenomenal series, though.
No, I'll watch it because one of those guys deserves a ring, Jokic or Jimmy Butler. So, that's good. One of them.
Terrible ratings, phenomenal series, though.
Series, yes, I agree. But what if Celtics come back? Celtics, Denver is going to be.
I don't see it.
No, 3-0's never happened. Unless you see all this shit like, Boston Red Sox did it against the Yankees.
No, I don't see it. It's not happening. I hate to say it. And tell me you've seen all these conspiracy theories about Jimmy B being Michael Jordan's illegitimate kid.
I saw that. Yeah. Is it?
It's kind of hard to not pay attention to that.
Oh shit! Yeah, all right. That recaps. Well, it's gonna be a lot of offseason talk. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Laker talk still. But overall, after going like we said, 2-10,
2-11,
Western Conference Finals, still decent season. But Lakers are all about championships. So at the end of the day, is it a failure season? Yes, right. We're not gonna be a Giannis. Yeah, we're not Giannis. We're gonna say it's a failure that we didn't win a ring, right? This is the Lakers. This way you want to win rings. So
let's put it this way. The highlight of the year was taking out the Warriors.
Yes.
That's the highlight, right?
I think we peaked too soon.
Maybe. Maybe.
All right. Well, all right. It's officially Dodgers
season. Spark season. It's officially Spark season.
Yeah. What's the record?
I don't even know. Have they played a game yet? I'm not sure.
I saw you at that Griner game.
You can't believe it wasn't a sellout. Cannot believe it was.
All right.
It's Dodger season. Let's go. And we're picking up Dodger season, right? And not a great time right now. Here's the thing about the Dodgers.
Let's go back to. God damn, I hate the Cardinals, right? We lose. We never do well there. Three out of four against a shit team.
But here's the thing, though. We had a tough. We're in the midst of a tough schedule right now with the Braves. The Cardinals, we had Milwaukee right before that. We had the Padres. We beat the shit out of the Padres. We had Milwaukee. We beat the shit out of them. We're going to go through this rough patch of the schedule right here. I know we got Tampa Bay up next, but we're kind of a little bit unscathed, if you ask me.
I agree. Stay afloat, right? We're not, what is it, 8 games above above the Padres, right?
Arizona's 1.5 back from us, but that's I think the scary we're fine. Part.
We have the best record in the NL too, right?
Yeah. And this is the thing. I'm telling you, we're going through a tough patch of schedule here. And if you look at the schedule come June, it gets we have a very, very soft schedule in June. Yeah. The Yankees are really the only team that we play in June that like I have any worry about. We start off with Washington after Tampa Bay. Then we have the Yankees, but then it gets really soft. Cincinnati, Philadelphia, White Sox, San Fran. I mean, we need to win a lot of games in June.
So let's take another. I thought it was a impressive series against the Braves. Almost got a sweep, right? Bobby, what do you think of Bobby Miller? Unbelievable, right? Kid's good. He's the next Walker Buehler, they're saying, right? Next
he's Walker good. Buehler. I'm not jumping in the deep
I know, because I
yet.
Saw his triple, what is that, triple A stats. No, they're not great.
I'm going to tread lightly on this one.
Okay, but he's going to have to do that for a little bit. Urias is back next weekend against the Yankees, right?
I believe so.
May
might be done. Kershaw should be back this weekend, or I think in a few days. He's scheduled to pitch against Tampa Bay. Lost his mother. Sorry, prayers to Kershaw. Yeah.
Yes,
but he lost his mom. He's going to be back for this weekend. It sounds like, but who knows? I don't like that matchup against Tampa Bay. Your first game back. He's pitching with a lot of emotion. It could go one of two ways. It can go really good or really bad.
You like Grove and Stone?
Stone, I want to see a little bit more from Stone. I need to see a little bit more. Grove, like you said, I'm treading lightly on Grove so far. He has the qualities and the makings to be the guy. I'm not going to jump in yet. We've seen this way too many times, especially in baseball, where we've marked somebody as the next something.
You said Billingsley was going to be the next fucking Schilling.
Billingsley.
No, this is what the injuries need to happen now. Well, the May sounds horrible. That's God, poor fucking guy, man. But he gets to go back to hunting again.
I actually think his career might be
it's tough.
I think this could be a bad career for him, or you're gonna see him maybe get moved to the bullpen to throw maybe be a middle inning reliever guy.
Yeah.
This is the makings of Matt Moore all over again. Oh, if you remember Matt Moore's career, local guy. He had that second Tommy John and it was never the same. He throws so hard. He comes at a weird angle. His mechanics are just not built for his structure and how hard he throws.
Well, here's the thing. So this is the time for the guys to get hurt, right? Get it out of the way now. I mean, you know that Kershaw's IL is coming up too.
He's due for one.
But what we were talking about, Barney, is just like, damn, we're doing the same thing again. I know Arizona's only a game and a half, though.
Game and a half, yeah.
Okay. But we also said, like, dude, are we really going to run away with this division and be like, oh, my gosh, Dodgers going to the playoffs and then blow it? Or do we want Arizona to take over and then we sneak it?
I'll be honest. I think we're actually overachieving at this point from what our expectation was.
I agree. And this is supposed to be a down year, like I said. We are definitely overachieving. Mm-hmm. Do you think we'll continue? Like, do you think we're going to hit a rough patch going?
I don't think so, only because I look at the entire West, and the West is pretty dog shit. So I actually think that it makes sense that we are the best team in the West, because you look at the other teams and they're just terrible. And I must say, I will give credit to where credit is due. San Francisco Giants have turned it around recently. They are playing some really good baseball right now. They're 7-3 in their last 10, and they've cut into their negative run differential massively. So we could see a little run from the Giants here. So I wouldn't count them out, but the Padres are a laughing stock right now, all the way to the
good,
bank.
Good.
And then with ours,
when you got Will Smith, Mookie, and Freddie, it's hard to go on a bad losing streak. You know what I mean?
Very true.
And then now JD, what do we say before the year? Just be JT, or at least a little close to it. Dude, he might have better numbers than JT by the end of the year, right?
And if JD stays like this, this is all we need him to do. We don't need him to be the JD from Boston Red Sox years ago. We just need him to just put up a few numbers for us and we'll be okay.
And Bargan's starting to get hot. Well, here's the two guys that we need that are going to be up and down. Like we said, your guy Muncy, my guy Taylor. This is ride the highs and lows with them, right?
We have to. I mean, what's Muncy batting? Is he back below the Mendoza line now? Again?
I don't know. I saw him out a couple times tonight. Taylor had
the strikeouts, and that's why people are like, "Oh, but he's got so many home runs." Yeah, but dude, he's striking out so much. It doesn't help us. It doesn't help us. People want to talk so great about Kyle Schwarber. Same shit, dude.
Yeah.
It's feast or famine.
Vargas is sneaky good right now, though, right?
He's playing better. He's playing very good. I mean, to me, obviously, Outman is the guy that we know that we needed. I mean, he's the one who stepped up and filled these holes. Of course,
rookie of the year, dude. Rookie of the year, man. Keep it up. Oh, and then our bullpen. I love in our bullpen. Besides Bickford, dude. Victor Gonzalez been unbelievable. Gratterall, freaking Shelby Miller. And who's the other? Oh, and then our boy Phillips, or her closer.
Phillips.
He's our closer.
Your dad, Slick, did say he likes Phillips. So if Slick likes a guy, he's legit.
Yeah. I'm going to get him a Phillips jersey for Father's Day.
But how do we get Bickford out of the lineup? How do we do that? What do we have to do?
We need Hudson back, right?
Okay, so so we're missing a Hudson to get rid of a Bickford.
Yeah, but Hudson doesn't sound like, I don't know. It's all good in Dodgers land right now. The May thing sucks. Urias, thank God it wasn't a bad hamstring thing. He'll be back. Kershaw.
We're going to be okay. Stay afloat. Like you said, stay afloat.
And then, I mean, to see the Padres play this bad, I know it's not even June. They could go on a run with that talent, but how long is Machado out for?
I think he's just the minimum okay. IL.
But he's also the leader of the team. Tatis is probably going to go back to which is saying that's crazy saying Machado's the leader, but I feel like Tatis is the least listened to him, right?
Now he's got to go back to shortstop, you think?
I don't know. It's just – I'm just glad. You just love to see it.
No, Tatis is too immature to be the leader of the team so far.
Right now. Bad. It's like you can't – this is not NBA. Just because you put like a fucking 300 batters on the
five.
Same. Yeah, it doesn't work in baseball.
Correct. And you're seeing that right now. Congratulations, Padres.
Congratulations. You beat us last year, and you guys are still celebrating that. But you guys are still sitting us with us at home watching the World Series, right?
And not pretty soon, sooner or later, those San Diego Padre fans are going to stop showing up to games if they haven't already. Because we know they're fair weather fans. You know they only show up because they're doing good right now.
Oh, I totally agree. And then the beer prices went up, all the food. I mean, they're spending so much money on these players.
Exactly. Congratulations. I can't wait to see what your luxury tax is when you have a losing record.
Yeah, for sure.
I still don't know where they're getting all their money. Do we know?
I don't know. They're still trying to sign Ohtani next year, right? Where are they getting this money?
You know the one thing, though? I will say this. In that stat that was shared about the Trey Turner, do we look geniuses right now for not re-signing him?
Let's just look at the end of the year, right?
True,
but it is crazy. What about the other stat? Oh yeah, the lowest. Wait, weren't the Padres behind the A's in runs or Royals?
Was it Royals? It's the Royals.
Okay, still that's terrible too.
The Royals, I think, just lost like 2-3 or 3-4 to the A's.
Oh geez,
those two teams are. It's bad.
Bad. We take 2-3 in Atlanta. Fucking, I hate playing in St. Louis. Ray series is going to be a test. Obviously, they got the best record in the league. And we'll see. Hopefully, Kershaw. Who we got? Kershaw and who else are we going to throw in?
Let's see. I'll tell you right now.
Tell me Syndergaard.
He is, actually. I'm pretty sure. We're looking at Syndergaard Friday night, Kershaw on Saturday, and Stone on Sunday. Baptism by fire.
8:30 on Peacock. Who's going to watch that?
Yeah, it's weird. Peacock? Is that NBC?
I don't know.
If anybody has a Peacock prescription, please share your password and log in with us so we can watch that.
You want to talk NHL? NHL. NBA and NHL, though, the finals have been a little lackluster. I'll just know, there's been some exciting games, but, dude, 3-0, all four series were 3-0 at one point?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. Hopefully I didn't even think finals, about that. You're
we
got to
get
true.
Some good finals that both go game seven. Come on, they at least deserve that. But, dude, Florida, how about the run Florida's on? I mean, we thought that Canes-Florida thing would go at least 6 or 7, right?
Yeah, I'm surprised, dude. Dude, that goes to show you when you're hot, you're hot.
Dude, hockey. That's why
the Canes are so good, and the fact that they're getting swept right now. And what's the score? I think we have a live score. How good are
the Stars that we talked about? They're down 3-0. So if the Kings would have passed, do you think? I don't think we probably would beat Vegas, huh?
Ooh, so let's see. That is a tie game. They tied it up with a minute and a half left to go in the third.
Another overtime game? Again,
boys and girls. We are going to overtime.
Better of the overtime. You should be up millions.
Carolina scored in the third to tie it.
Oh, my gosh. No, hockey play has been all right. I mean, it's good for Florida. At this point, if it's Florida, Vegas, who do you want?
If it's Florida, Vegas, that's a tough call because I want Quick.
Oh, shit. But he hasn't played one game, right?
No, but I don't want it to be Vegas since they're in our division.
And then Quake's going to come out. Thanks for trading me. I didn't play one game. I got another ring.
So, I don't know. Maybe I want Florida and the Heat both to win.
Oh, damn. Just Florida sweep. And then DeSantis wins the presidency. Just triple sweep.
I will tell you this. I would much rather prefer a Carolina versus Dallas Stanley Cup. I think that would actually be a better series. That would have been a great series,
but they're going to have to – by then, if they both come back down for 3-0 at the finals, they're going to be so tired.
If they both come back and win, that's going to be incredible. But I don't see it happening. And then the Celtics come back.
Do you think that's going to happen or no?
No.
When do you think the Heat will end it?
I think they
go back to Boston.
Oh, I think it's over in Boston.
They're not good in Boston, huh? Boston, they don't win at home.
But maybe they just needed to break that momentum like that. I don't see it happening. I really don't see it happening.
But then we also said like the NBA Finals might be on CW, so they need Boston in there at least to get the ratings going back up.
My God. Hey, lives on CW and the ratings.
Yeah, I heard you're
getting a little bit better.
OC still gets higher ratings. Right?
Oh, the OC. Was that on CW? Shit, you're going way back.
All right, anything else? I mean, soccer, I know it's been how many weekends left in the Euro Leagues?
Pretty much they're all coming to an end in the next 2 weeks.
Has
they're
everyone all wrapped up end. Everything? So who won it? Man City won theirs, right?
City's won theirs. Napoli's already clinched theirs.
Barcelona.
Spanish is over. I want to say is German still up for grabs?
Oh, I heard that's going to be a wild Saturday. I saw it on Twitter. Like, everything's up for grabs. So that's
the, correct. I think the German is still up for grabs.
Oh, man.
Drew. Correct. Bayern is actually chasing 2 points right now to Dortmund.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Drew. Go Bayern, man.
Bayern is chasing 2 points. And what is that? And they're playing.
Who's they playing?
Let's see. Bayern has a pretty easy game, it looks like.
Augsburg, or who do they got?
Who's Dortmund got? Ooh, this is going to get interesting. This is going to get interesting. If both these teams have to win, obviously, and they both have games that they should win. Let's see here. So, yeah, Dortmund has Mainz, and they're at home, and Munich is on the road at Cologne.
Ooh. And they're chasing two?
They're chasing two.
So what happens if Bayern wins and then Dortmund gets a draw? Who owns how do they do the tiebreaker? Don't you get 3 points when you win or two?
You get three. Okay. So yes, it could be a tie. If it goes to the tiebreaker, I actually don't know. This is why we need Drew Reif to get
Drew,
on this damn
he's scared to come on.
Show.
Unbelievable. He's like Ange. It's unbelievable.
Drew, get on here and explain this to us.
Yeah, exactly.
Who wins this?
So everything else is wrapped up. Obviously, the one game is still. Sorry to AC Milan, man. They had their chances, and of course they lose to the. You were so busy, it didn't hit you that hard, right? But
yeah, I had a busy week. I mean, it was painful. But you know what, though,
we can preview it next week. What do you think? A little early thoughts of that game to that game, that championship game.
We'll see it a couple weeks before it. It's on the 10th.
Okay.
So we'll have a preview. Maybe by then we'll know who the German champion is. And if it's Dortmund, then we're getting Drew Reif on to preview that game as well as talk about his Munich.
And final thoughts of the AC Milan season. I mean, you guys just a lot of injuries, right? And then
for Champions League, we overachieved. we are missing a few key players at key positions. We need a striker. We need a striker. We cannot rely on Giroud as much as I love Giroud. We cannot rely on him to score all of our goals. We need a big young striker, and we need another enforcer in the midfield. When we lost Kessié last season, that killed us. We did not replace Kessié. We replaced him with a couple other midfielders, but not a type of player as Kessié. We need an enforcer in the midfield who's going to win the ball back for us, and we need a striker.
He is staying, he signed. But you need a striker.
He's
saying you can't. I agree with you. It's like hard to keep relying on Giroud. How old is that guy?
Pretty old.
Yeah. He's good, but
we can't keep relying on him. And I mean Zlatan's done. I hate to say it. I think he's done. We need a young striker. We need somebody.
Which Milan usually finds the young strikers, right?
Well, that's the thing. Our youth system right now is kind of a little bit depleted.
Dude, what's this junior going to Manchester United? Where'd that come from?
Vinicius?
Yeah, like on Real, or is that just a rumor? There's so many rumors I read.
No, here's the thing. One thing you'll learn about soccer, there's a new rumor every hour, and you can't believe any of them, really.
Yeah.
Soccer is the biggest drama, rumors.
Well, I don't know. So overall, at least you guys made it to the freaking Final Four. That's good, right? And now it looks like, well, Juventus, the points thing, you guys, the huge game for you guys Sunday, right? Huge last two games.
Yes, Juventus Milan this Sunday, huge game. Juventus is obviously clearly pissed for having to lose the points in their court case, which, come on, dude. If they did not lose those points, I would have been more pissed, because everybody knows those fucks cheat. They've been cheating since for the past century. Like, come on.
Are you gonna give us some tattoo live stuff?
Are you gonna be so at you know- the So you know what? Unfortunately, I'm gonna miss this game again. Telling you, dude, work has been crazy.
It's all good. But we're gonna definitely do. Hopefully, get together for the championship game, right?
We definitely May 10th. We're gonna get together and watch
June 10th.
That game.
June 10th. Yes.
Sorry, June 10th. Thank you, June 10th. And don't forget. I don't know. I think we didn't talk about this, but I shared it with you. Milan is coming to SoCal for a big tour in July.
We saw that.
Real Madrid at the Rose Bowl.
Vegas.
Juventus in Carson. And they're playing, I think it's Barcelona in Vegas.
Which one are we going to do? You're going to hit all three, huh?
All of them.
Show goes
on. I'm on the team bus.
We'll end with golf, dude. Congrats to Koepka, man.
Brooksy.
Fucking awesome. Guys, that's
he's
five.
Playing phenomenal golf.
That's five majors.
He's playing great golf, but he doesn't have. Did you see the Florida slam game yet?
Was he on? What was he on? He definitely no drugs, right?
Oh, the Panthers game. Yes. Oh God. Hey, you know what though?
You know, if you all won the PGA too, dude.
All those guys. I mean, golf and cocaine go together like peanut butter and jelly, right? Ask DJ.
Yeah, I know. He's probably him and DJ got to be boys now. Oh, that was a great. That was a great match. I mean, it looked like Hovland was going to win, but he never wins. He's just always up there. Poor guy.
Dude, Brooks is playing great golf right now. He's got a live win under his belt this year. He kind of pissed away the Masters. He could have. That was his to lose.
Look how good this guy is in the majors, bro.
I know.
It's unreal.
So that's the thing. I don't know. I haven't looked. What's the line? He's got to be the favorite for the US Open currently right now.
Well, he was
20
to 1 in PGA. After the Masters performance, I can't believe they put him at 20 to 1. So
do we have line
US
on
Open,
the?
They're going to put them like what 12 to 1? Well, you know they're going to make Rom and Rory. They always overprice the Rory, but he never wins. It's so funny, bro. That guy's the most overrated. I know he's got the skills, but he never wins.
Massively overrated. I don't understand it either. He is so overrated. But it's fine. Give us terrible odds on all these other guys. Live looking here, Florida has swept. That series is over. Florida won it.
No wait, don't tell me. What's his name? Matthew guy scored another overtime winner. Don't tell me it's him, bro.
Oh my God. Florida won it with 5 seconds left to go in the game.
Wait,
it never went to overtime. It did not go to overtime. Florida won it with 5 seconds left.
That guy is unbelievable.
On the power play, Matthew Tkachuk.
Yeah, I couldn't even say it. Tkachuk,
don't pronounce the T.
Okay, so he had two overtime winners the first two games,
And then wins it with 5 fucking seconds left in the game.
Oh, man. Well, now, Jesus, good for him. Unbelievable.
Looking like a Florida
Panthers
Vegas.
As an 8 seed. Right, I know they don't barely do made. Anymore,
they barely
right?
got in,
but they would be considered an 8 seed, right? If it was still doing, yeah,
they'd be considered like a play-in 10 seed, like the Lakers. They barely got in.
Are going to the finals, Stanley Cup finals, and then pretty soon the Miami Heat will be going to the finals, unless Boston pulls the.
And correct me if I'm wrong. Miami was an 8 seed too, right?
Yeah. Florida.
Could be a big year for Florida.
Too bad we're not Florida podcasters. Dang it.
All right, bro.
All right, man. Well, yeah, Lakers. Whatever. We'll see what happens this offseason. It's we'll Dodger
October,
season.
Lakers.
Let's stay afloat, right? Get our pitchers back. Continue to freaking hit the ball well. Now, Tampa Bay, what do you think we'll go? 2 or 3?
With Syndergaard, Kershaw pitching
we'll
on.
Hope for 2 or 3.
And then we got what's it?
Peacock Grove.
No, it's not Grove. It's
Stone.
Gavin Stone. If we could take 2 or 3, I'd be very happy. But I could
see best record in the NL without Lux and Trey Turner's gone. Hey, unbelievable.
We'll
Dodgers just continue to produce. All right, brother. We'll talk next week.
All right, go Dodgers.
All right, go Dodgers.